Doug Smith, radio operator. I'm going to bring you a piece of that green cheese for sure.
You're a joke! A dirty joke from one end of this town to the other!
The Soul Genius Hour of Sweat!
This is an urgent public service bulletin from your police department. A dangerous killer beast is at large. You are asked to remain indoors. This is an urgent public service bulletin to all citizens.
This whole thing is cockeyed.
Friends, we bid a fond farewell to the great Maynard G. Krebs. Goodbye, Bob.
Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other...
Sub-genius! Hour of Slack!
Slack's back with his spicy crispy
Slackjack
sandwich, a spicy crispy
Slack
with fresh lettuce and tomato, only at
Slack
in the Box restaurants.
Amour liking the subten ios out of slack since I can't understand what they're saying.
You can't understand what they're saying.
We cannot understand what you're saying.
Price Bob.
From PR News in Washington, I'm sentenced to life in prison for funding Bob. President Bush envisions as many as 180 people returning to Beijing. At least 21 people have been ordered to stay on their medication. On Wall Street, 86105564. A new study finds that most people with schizophrenia at their meeting in Vienna, and they've expressed concern about PR News in Washington.
For 14 hours, Rudy Wells and his team of highly trained specialists painstakingly labor over the battered and broken body of
Bobby.
How do you feel?
You're now faster, stronger, more durable than you ever were.
Just what did you guys do to me?
I don't want any part of any of it. I'm getting out of here.
Stay in your bed.
A wild man.
This will stop him.
Then.
I didn't think we'd ever stop him.
How do you feel? I'm stronger, faster, better. But you left out one thing. I'm not a man anymore. I'm a freak.
Personal diary.
I'm a freak.
But somebody ought to moon pie her.
What's your problem, boy?
I've been busting my hump all week for that withered old clam, and all I got was 50 cents.
Hey, when I was your age, 50 cents was a lot of money.
Really?
Nah.
Dad, I've done everything I could, and I've only got 35 bucks. Ugh, I am through with working. Working is for chumps.
Son, I'm proud of you. I was twice your age before I figured that out.
From PR News in Washington, I'm found in homes, roads, and other sites. The massive Bush administration is now grappling with two Japanese tourists after an assassination attempt on William Rehnquist. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says corpses will be homed. A third fire in more than a week in Paris is blamed for at least 14 deaths. Authorities suspect. PR News in Washington.
If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. And the water gonna come and I have no place to stay. Well, all last night I sat on the lever and moaned. Well, all last night I sat on the lever and moaned. Thinking about my baby and my happy home. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break.
Can you guys believe that this guy, how this guy ripped off Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, it's remarkable what goes on in this country nowadays. People come up with some idea and claim that they invented the idea, when in reality, the idea was pre-invented.
Well, you would think that...
By the Ministry of Culture, anyway.
I mean, what has happened to the trademark laws and copyright laws in this country?
It's back to the Ministry of Culture.
When this old blues singer can rip off a famous rock band like Led Zeppelin, he's probably made $5 off of this thing.
Well, did you hear about this? This guy was involved with Robert Plant in a sexually deviant manner. He was paid off under the table and beside the table by... some sort of Rosicrucian, I guess it was, from the Legal Defense Department. Not the legal, they call them legal aides, and I guess they're all condemned to hell for their...
All witches are condemned to hell, too.
Yeah, but who does the condemning? I'd like to know. Is
God.
That, is God? Yeah. God.
Well, that's this one particular God, let's put it that way.
Oh, so he is the one in particular that's responsible for all this placebo mess and this garbage.
Well, there's the one that does the hell stuff, and there's probably another one that doesn't.
So how many ga-ga-ga-gas would you say there is?
None.
Well,
but I was told to say that by the Spirit. I was seized up and told in the Spirit to go out and preach the word of no God at all, like that guy in the movie Wise Blood.
I was taught by an elderly Bolshevik.
Oh, no, that was the crazy guy that said that.
Well, that was the elderly
Bolshevik.
The hero
said, I'm not a preacher.
I'm a festerer of wounds. I'm a rubber of salt in the eyes of man.
Well, I had to face it. I'm a preacher, all right. I'm a preacher of Bob's word.
I'm an undergrown pubis, Stang. What shall I do?
Send
$30. I've polished the bump many times.
Send $30 to J.R. Bob Dobbs. I bet you never actually did that, did you, Dave?
No, and I wonder...
He would have been left behind if the Exodus had come as promised on July 5th, 1998, which may still be happening anytime.
Have you heard the phosphorescent rumors that they're going around picking up Subgenia individually rather than this mass rupture that you had, you know, hoped to make
actually,
a couple
bucks off
of?
I think they've been taking body parts individually, like your hair, memory, Princess Wee's morals. No, just kidding. We have to throw in that we have to get those gags in somehow before we're gagged.
Well, thank God I still don't have any gonads to speak of. I just wanted to make that perfect.
Did you really have to gonad there? I mean, come on.
God. That's the German word, you know, but we can't say the Arabic word. God. Allah. We can't say that one. How come God spoke German, Stang? I'd like to know about
so that we wouldn't be able to understand what he was saying.
I think this was is the fear of something.
Well, we have some collages coming up that are condemn the administration's foot dragging as it dragged its feet off the rowboat through the waters of all the cities that have
like
been
a
flooded.
Body
you know,
dredging or
this
something.
Is really hurricane season. You know, the next hurricane is supposed to hit Phoenix, Arizona. And there's one in China. Somewhere in China, they're dealing with a typhoon.
Well, I heard the sixth one to come up after they go into the Omega, you know, the Alpha Omega cycle, where they use Greek letters instead of funny names like Rita and Jane and stuff like that, is scheduled to hit Denver on November the 7th. That's where the eye will cross in the great, bolded, mile-high city of Denver. For crying out loud. Loud.
Praise Bob.
Praise Bob.
I think
Bob.
We have
praise
something Bob. About that coming up. My daughter called me from Los Angeles to inform me that she was driving straight into one of those giant 24,000-acre Los Angeles forest fires.
Oh, Santa Ana.
Yeah, and I got interested in that, and I found this report. I'll go through this real swiftly, but to September 12th, horror and disbelief swept through the greater Hollywood area this afternoon as a minor power outage turned the city into a virtual war zone and local residents struggled to deal with the devastating aftermath. Traffic lights fell dark, local gyms and sushi restaurants were without power for nearly 30 minutes,
oh, no.
And many businesses were illuminated only by the light of the sun and its blistering 78-degree heat. Sugar in the Raw? Are you kidding me? Sobbed local homosexual and avid salsa dancer Enrique Santoro. I'm on the South Beach diet and my insulin levels are going to go crazy if I use this. Why isn't the rest of the country doing something? At least 2,000 refugees, a majority of them beautiful, will travel in a bus convoy to Beverly Hills starting this evening and will be sheltered in the 8-year-old Spago,
on North Cannon, where soft omelets with confit bacon and Hudson Valley foie gras will be airlifted in by the National Guard.
Well, it sounds like paradise staying, but let's get real here. Halliburton still was given the Los Angeles Reconstruction
Contract. Yeah, Halliburton and them will be cleaning up. They're getting big money off of these
things. Cleaning the swimming pools, and you know, the sushi restaurants will be running again their way. I mean, come on, man. Nobody escapes the iron fist. Nobody escapes the tender little baby booty that's filled with all the anointments. It's not done.
The other thing was, well, this is the sad part about all this. The mayor of Hollywood, Johnny Grant, told a group of embedded reporters at a Cuckoo Roo chicken restaurant on Larchmont that, quote, the scope and scale of this disaster is almost too much to comprehend. Local car washes are at a standstill. The tram tour at Universal Studios has been on hold for almost an hour now, and I've been waiting for a rotisserie leg and thigh with a side of green beans for upwards of 15 minutes. This is truly our tsunami.
Jeez, oh man, you're putting up the barbed wire in Topanga Canyon.
Yep.
And all of those poor,
poor Los Angelinos.
I feel so bad.
Listen to this.
Listen. Okay. Okay, a group of chickens masturbating.
Geese.
Canada geese masturbating.
Those geese aren't bad.
You can honk along too.
That is. That is. And the lead goose does the Mick Jagger dance. I know that. He has to lift the legs up a little bit, you know, and he put his one wing on his leg.
Where's
get the coxcomb going, yeah.
My script of the devastatingly
Stang, you're spontaneously among us. You're not supposed to use a script or refer to any written pieces of paper.
Well, I have to because I have to say the credits, which is all Fernand and Andy Lee Murr and Norrell Pref, did pretty much everything. And it's no sense in trying to tell people which part of what those two guys did, but they did almost everything.
Well, who sampled the geeks? That is
hilarious
and wonderful.
I don't know. There was we had some Beatle
nature.
We had the Beatle Barkers did some of our background music there, and that was Kansas Joe, by the way, doing the levee.
Now he was involved in the
when the levee breaks.
The Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah, he was involved in ripping the legs off the Zeppels, or the Zeppelin there, and before the living.
The brazen rip-offerage.
Now, I'm going to play this devastating collage in a second here. But
can I ask you a question first?
Sure.
Because you're smart, and you remember things. I forgot when ontogenally recapitulates ontogeny. What does that mean?
What?
I forgot. Ontology recapitulates on.
Oh, I could tell you, but I'm not going to because it's too boring and it's all bogus academic bull hooey anyway.
Recapitulates on. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's a med speak.
Okay, here's the devastating collage. Friends, by Phineas Narco posted this, and it's by Stephen McQuellen.
I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees. They anticipate a serious storm. But these levees got breached, and as a result, much of New Orleans is flooded.
He didn't think anybody had anticipated that.
Liar.
Saturday before the storm hit.
If we had a direct hit of Category 4 or 5, and maybe even a Category 3, we would be totally inundated with water. You couldn't pump it all out.
I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees.
The levees in Jefferson Parish, with the tidal surge that is presently forecast, will be topped. We can expect our community to be significantly underwater and for a number of days.
I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees.
This is a city built on the coast in an area that has hurricanes and is built below sea levels, and that is a super. People have talked for years about whether it makes sense to have a city like that.
I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees.
It looks like Hurricane Sluggo is headed right for us here in America's wetlands.
That's right, and since New Orleans is below sea level, if a hurricane hit us directly, it could push the water over the levees and fill it to the top. Let's act now before it's too late.
y'all can do from y'all's end to call me. He's at a higher level. He can show me interest down here.
Airdrop, water, food, to people. Why can't they do that to their own people?
Good morning, America. How are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone when the day is done.
New Orleans is sinking, man, and I don't want to swim.
You keep on raining, that is going to break.
I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees.
When the levee breaks, have no place to stay.
The federal, state, and local governments are working side by side to sustain lives by ensuring adequate food, water, shelter, and medical supplies for survivors and dedicated citizens, our dislocated citizens.
At that time, he was making a big deal about telling the nation that the convention center had been secured.
FEMA's moving supplies and equipment into the hardest hit areas.
All they had done, as Geraldo Rivera actually reported on Fox, was they locked people in.
This is it. This is it. No sugarcoating, no political spin, no Republicans or Democrats. People suffering. Let them go. Let them out of here. Let them walk over this damn interstate and let them out of here.
I want to get some perspective here, because earlier today the images
were...
Hang on a second.
That is all the perspective you need.
Hang on a second.
Anyone who walks up out of that city now is turned around.
I don't know, man. I don't... Let them walk the hell out of here. Let them get on that interstate and walk out to the Walmart on the other side of the river, to some other town, some place where you can help them. All you got here is thousands and thousands of people 6 days later, same clothes. Where do you think they're going to the bathroom? They don't wash their hands. They don't wash their face. These babies. There are so many babies here. What the hell?
Come on and rescue me.
6 feet of water in the streets of Louisiana.
You simply get chills every time you see them.
Louisiana.
These poor individuals, so many of these people.
They're trying to wash us away.
They are so poor.
They're trying to wash us away.
They are so poor.
Some people got lost in the flood.
And they are so black.
Some people got away all right.
I'm white. I'm all right. I said white.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Here's Barbara Bush.
So many of the people in the arenas here, you know, were underprivileged anyway. This is working very well for them.
They're being drawn to careers of service when the manpower of government is stretched thin.
So we headed down to finally bring presidential leadership to the disaster zone.
President, come down. President, say, little fat man, admit a shame what the river has done. This poor crackle's lane.
Out of the rubbles of Trent Lott's house, his hat lost his entire house. There's going to be a fantastic house, and I'm looking forward to sitting on the porch.
Michael Chertoff, the Secretary of Homeland Security, sounds like he doesn't know what's been going on at the convention center in New Orleans for the past 2 days.
I have not heard a report of thousands of people in the convention center who don't have food and water.
Michael Brown, nominated to the post by President Bush, director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency and director of the
retarded mismanagement of Hurricane Katrina.
Confirmation hearings for this guy were 42 minutes long, and only 5 senators showed up.
Hey there, people. Well, I'm Michael Brown.
Every person in that convention center, we just learned about that today.
Sir, you're not telling me.
Those bodies that are there.
Sir, you're not telling me you just learned that the folks at the convention center didn't have food and water until today, are you? You had no idea they were completely cut off?
Paul? The federal government did not even know about the convention center people until today.
You just found out about it today. Don't you guys watch television? Don't you guys listen to the radio?
I'm George W. Bush.
Disrupting communications.
And I approve this message.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The FEMA director's working. Although, Blackie, quite frankly, I've seen you in better shape.
George Bush ain't a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But he ain't with no broke niggas. George Bush don't like
black people.
Katrina exposed serious problems in our response capability at the federal government. And the federal government didn't do its job. And I take responsibility for what went wrong. Are we incapable of dealing with a severe attack or another severe storm? And it's in our national interest that we find out exactly what went on and what went wrong.
friends.
From PR News in Washington, I'm before the Senate Judiciary Committee. President Bush says... Mr. Bush says...
I'm not going to save lives.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency says it will remain controlled by Iraqi insurgents. On Wall Street, 666. Municipal utility workers are being blamed for yesterday's PR News.
This is the FEMA wrap.
Disaster. It can happen anywhere, but we got a few tips so you can be prepared for floods, tornadoes, or even a quake. You gotta be ready so your heart don't break. Disaster prep is your responsibility, and mitigation is important to our agency. People helping people is what we do, and FEMA is there to help see you through. When disaster strikes, we are at our best, but we're ready all the time because disasters don't rest.
That was for real.
Amidst all the smells, did you get a sense that there was more crack?
I was struck people blame President Bush. Blame President Bush. He's the same guy that was on 9/11 with the white folks. He hasn't changed.
The white folks,
they are blaming President Bush. They told me directly. They're blaming President Bush.
George Bush, haunted by New Orleans to the last day of his presidency.
There are such low expectations.
Tell me something I don't know.
Expectations are so bad right now. There are 10,000 dead bodies there that this is actually, Howard, going to be a win for President Bush. Right, it's going to be much better.
Amidst all the smells.
So now I'm supposed to roll over like an old bitch dog getting my belly scratched?
Yeah.
Look, maybe it's none of my business, but don't you think a man with your talent, that your first obligation is to your gift? Shouldn't you be doing whatever you have to do to work again?
Well, what would that be, son?
I don't know exactly. But I do know what you're doing with that drink. You're cutting yourself off from your gift and from Audrey and from your fellow man and from everything your art is about.
Oh, no, son. I'm building a levee, gulp by gulp, brick by brick. Putting up a levee to keep that raging river of manure from lapping at my door.
So anyway, Bush is in trouble. Bush is in trouble. Bush is in trouble, and he can't enter me. Fun. Creepy little Bush is in trouble. Devil Bill O'Reilly. Yeah. Okay.
Who? O'Reilly's
propaganda. Propaganda. You know. Creepy nut.
O'Reilly's.
You know me. Propaganda. Now this is great. Propaganda. How screwed up. Right terrorism with affection.
O'Reilly's.
Creep. Some weeks ago, Pat Roberts made a mistake in calling for the assassination of Bill O'Reilly. Absolutely. Most Americans loathe Pat Robertson. They loathe me. And that's the truth. Creepy little Bush is in trouble. And that's the truth. Well, that's what's happening. Put it up. Turn America into a secular progressive jihad.
The Denver metro area has been recognized by two federal agents. President Bush says it's just the debris from Hurricane Katrina. The nation also needs to be hit by the storm.
Our nation joins with them to pray for sorrow.
He's charged with sexual assault, crime of violence, attempted murder, false imprisonment, and other counts.
U.S. Marshals say ventilation ducts.
In sports, Rockies from Arizona tonight at 7, 12:30 and 2. Music is brought to you by...
The victims of Hurricane Katrina.
Denver police hit and killed a 4-year-old boy over the weekend.
What's next? PU.com.
I'm Barbara Bush, and I urge you to cook yourself.
Barbara Bush kills one person every hour of every day.
And I urge you to get skin cancer.
From PR News in Washington, I'm ordered to pay restitution totaling $134 as well as fines. Residents of an area of New Orleans may cause more damage to production facilities in the Gulf of Mexico.
And we share that dream.
Just before the close on Wall Street, 410-547-6644. North Korea has pledged to give up its nuclear PR News program in Washington.
Bush, 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 B
I just wish Katrina had only hit Bush.
From PR News in Washington, I'm from Paris. The Federal Emergency has ordered tens of thousands of Katrina evacuees. An agency spokeswoman says the agency approved hundreds of dollars too hastily. On Wall Street, 10-10-4455-20. French police have been recruiting terrorist insurgents to fight PR News in Washington.
I know I've got religion. I know I've got religion.
The head imam, Pat Robertson, has issued a fatwa against the president of Venezuela.
Where all the guppies come from. It's time to play the blame game. Let's see, how much time I can waste doing this before Lisa comes back, right in the middle of when we were supposed to start doing the blame game.
Who's Lisa? That gives me a chance to give credits where credits are due. We don't know who did the LA News thing that I read, but it was signed by Joshua Gates, actor and victim. And posted by Bike Painter. That first criminal incompetence collage was by Stephen McQuillan, and all the rest were by Fernandinandi Lemur, who does PR News, and also Norelpref, that's spelled NORELPREF.com, where you can get that, and also his heavy confetti-ish music.
Well, pref is also the Croatian word for fart, which you're not allowed to say.
No.
But you can believe in such a thing. You can't. You don't have to reiterate it. But
that was a stinky thing to say.
Hey, I think it's time to play the blame game. The blame game.
The blame game.
The blame game. Bush, 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 Bush.
That was Lonesome Cowboy Dave and
thank
Princess We Are
I like Doe. To thank everyone here of the Academy that made these wonderful boots for me and this very, very stylish armpit gather that is keeping me from moving here off the stage. And to you,
greatest show on earth, yes.
Producer of these artifacts, and you, the lovely Miss We Are Princess. I must say, Princess We Are Doe. Thank you for the royal romping. I've been, I've not yet recovered, but when I do, I promise, I'll ride those ships. I'll ride those exing damned freaking ships off into the blue cosmos. One day, Bob's words will be in my brain, buzzing the back of my vertebrae. Hey, did you know I had a really, really funny erectile tissue? Or not, it's called a cartilage, actually.
No, I didn't.
Everybody has one.
The subject.
Is it really funny?
No, it's not any funnier than any of the rest of yours. It's pretty much the same.
Speaking of funny birthdays and the October subgenius holidays,
what
friend,
is the October birthmark for these funny people, too, Stang?
Well, here at Cleveland's beautiful WCSB station studios. It's October 2nd. It's probably not when most people hear this, but the great Reverend New Monet point version 8.0, I should say, puts together a subgenius calendar, which every month it lists the birthdays and the special holidays. We missed yesterday's Dissension of the Lawyer Day. St. Red Fox's birthday is today.
St.
Red Fox. Tomorrow, St. Gomer, which I presume means Gomer Pyle.
Of
and
course.
By a weird coincidence, I have a song by Gomer Pyle.
I have some pictures of Gomer Pyle.
The lattice
in the
of coincidences.
Well,
just
it is a coincidence because it's also the birthday of of Gumby and Frank Sinatra. And another song I had queued up was a song about Gumby by Frank Sinatra Jr.
Yeah, how old is Frank Gumby now?
Way too messed up.
I mean, synchronistically, how old?
The original Frank Sinatra?
No, the Gumby version. It is. How many years now has Gumby been?
Well, Gumby started shooting in Dallas in the 60s.
He's been a heroin addict since the 60s? He was born.
Art Clokey.
Okay, here's some more
gave
secret
birth
words.
To Gumby in, I believe, in Dallas.
Was
in,
that an intro?
A guy named Foggy actually shot the stop action of that claymation. I often wondered, you know, back in those days, they had to shoot Kodachrome, which was an ASA of 25, which meant you had to have really bright lights. And I've worked with claymation, and that stuff kind of sags and goops up and melts under those bright lights and also gives you terrible skin diseases. So I often wondered, how did they keep Gumby hard enough to model? Is that what Pokey was there for?
Unlike Icthurish, Gumby had no wings of wax which to burn under
the
heat
Gumby's
of the sun.
Who was Gumby's all-body fluffer?
You can't shoot him in full sunlight, though, because his nature begins to drift and change like a werewolf. Did you know that, Stan? Of course you did.
Yes, of course
I did. It indicates a possibility of where his name came from, though.
Well, I'm not going to read off the entire list of everybody who has a holiday in October, but these are reasons why you can celebrate and fornicate as if you're very heart dependent on it. Because these people were born in this month. Saint Buster Keaton, Saint Genghis Khan, Saint Sawney Bean. I think Dr. Sinister, they'd probably be into Sawney Bean. He was in the
same
Groucho, similar business.
Groucho Marx, who should be a sub-genius.
Saint Madeline Murray O'Hare, the obnoxious great atheist.
The queen of No God Is.
Sid Vicious and Nenslow. Saint Nenslow share birthdays.
They both killed each other on the same
Alan Turing.
Night.
Both Emma Peel and Lindy England.
Now, isn't that ironically bizarre?
Martin and Jerry Lewis on the same day. Saint Richelieu, Saint Barbarella, Timothy Leary, Janis Joplin. The day to be named later is the 25th, and the 31st, Halloween, is also the birthday of Saint Bob Crane.
Now, Bob,
and it is mandatory, friends, that you must have a seance for Bob Crane on that night. It's also Pater Nostril's
And also don't forget to take a nylon stocking and tie off your testicular vesicles as tightly as you possibly can on Robert Crane's birthday night.
That's right.
It's what happened.
Is that what happened?
Well, they
Among
fell off
other
before
things?
He actually fell out. And that's why he became a Rosicrucian or was first... he wasn't initiated. He was kind of, you know...
I know a guy
rubbed
that
the
happened
wrong
too.
Way. What, got rubbed the wrong way?
The rubber bands were applied. It
the precise
turned
moment.
Black and fell off. Yeah. But... quote, he could still use it, unquote.
Of course
so
he could
let's
use
not
it.
Go
as
any further.
You know,
speaking of tool using, it was recently gorillas have been, that's the species name is gorilla, has been observed using tools, simple tools, like sticks, AK-47s.
Yeah, and, they've been driving 4x4s for years now.
Tools.
Yeah, simple tools, golf carts, linoleum rug beaters.
Golf carts.
The instant egg, which you just plug into your microwave or your munition thing.
Your microwave?
And
did you say
in the news, the third of the rich space tourists took off today. $20 million for an 11-day cruise from the Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, seen here on slide 3, via Soyuz to the space lab. And the rich guy gets to come back after 11 days, but the Russian and the American astronauts have to stay there in that smelly box for 6 months.
Well, this is what it's like when you become the commercial piker nations of the world rather than the industrial military fornicators.
I'm sure we have that to
you
look
bend
forward
over
to.
And they work their way now.
You and me will be caddying for Chinese millionaires in the Grand Canyon in five years.
No way around it.
I know that sounds harsh, but think about it.
Yeah,
that's if we're lucky.
And we won't even be able to afford one of them damn new 2007 Sun Chuyers or whatever they are. It's going to take GM's place. I remember the first nostril sound. The waves were so dense I could hardly stand up.
When I grew to be a man, I later understood the meaning of these dense nasal waves. Are you a member of the... Are you?
Well, occasionally I have been a member over the time of my life, yes.
Do you know the secret shake?
Well...
Do you know the secret nose blow?
By nature of it being secret, I can't really say.
Oh, well, then you're really one of the inner circle. You're not a square, that's for sure.
Princess Sweet. What's that point? Taking advantage of your expertise, do you think I should play that Jim Neighbors or Gomer Pyle song? Sounds a lot more like Gomer than Jim.
How about the Orgone Pylon song? We could Jim's Neighbors and kill everything, you know, just for the pure Bush-like hell of it, you know?
Here, listen.
Get into the spirit of things.
Listen at this.
Go, Gomer.
Went walking down the street one day, said, "Hey there, my lady. You sure look good to me, and I'd like to make you my baby."
Actually, I don't know that this is Gomer.
Well,
was it Doug?
Sounds like
he tried to make Burt Reynolds his bitch one time. And that's the weird story in Hollywood. Everybody know in the Screenwriters Guild, they were having a meeting. It was on the corner of Sunset and Scranton. And they were there, and there's a bar below them. And all the bartenders and everybody in town knows about this, man.
Are you talking gossip about Jim?
I'm telling you, Jim Neighbors, the late actor and singer Jim Neighbors. He tried to put a love thing
on Burt Reynolds, known heterosexual.
What do you call a monster?
I don't blame him a bit. Burt Reynolds is a sex god. Jim Neighbors is a sex god.
You gotta remember.
Gomer Pyle is a genius god.
No, you gotta remember back in the day, man.
The T-bone cost a woman, but she had a hot dog heart. Hot dog heart. Now I'm not an educated sailor. I didn't go too far in school. But I can count and read and write and tell a horse from a mule. But trying to judge a woman, boys, it's bound to bring you tears. There's many different kinds of girls, but they all got the same size of ear.
Yep, you just grab them and go to town. Oh, sorry there.
Are you saying Jim Neighbors had an educated phallus? I first thought
he was saying they're educated phallus.
He was saying he has an educated phallus, and that's why he's everybody's neighbors. Come on, man. It's not a real joke. It's not even a joke, but it's...
What's the worst, the meanest worst thing that you can call a pink, a human, mediocrity that moves in next door to you that starts with an N?
Nosy neighbor.
Nosebur.
How long have you been a member of the nasal forces, Linda?
And the nasal forces?
Yes, how long have you been a member of the nasal forces? Your tattoo is fading, and I think you're trying to hypocrify your way into these quarters. Turn back now. Turn around. Oh, I like that. Now turn around again. Point this. Put your leg up here.
Getting dizzy now.
No, this is not a circus act. Just show me some... Oh, wait. I'm in the wrong house.
What does this nasal pornography have to do with the word of Bob? Or then the fight, the good fight against the bad conspiracy.
Bob loved having his sinuses frisked with sputum from many, many different clients. There were ladies of the night, there were the dogs of war, there were the winds of the evening that catapulted Bob into his...
And then the things that broke the winds
of the evening.
Sickening
condition.
The wind, the great breaker of winds, they called him. The cracker of all cheeks.
He was a fully blown man. I mean, fully grown when he realized his mission here. He was a pilot light to those around him. Those who saw enough.
Every emission from this great emissionary was what we now call a lubrifart. A preparatory emission.
Thanks to Mr. Sister.
To pave the way for a greater and thicker chunk of knowledge to emerge.
I don't understand, though, how so many different people can understand the different tone values and the strange rasping sounds and make sense out of it. I just can't. To me, it just sounds like an elderly traveling salesman cracking wind with his...
You should know, shouldn't you?
Well, I should, but I'd like to be one of those many minions who, like, listen to Bob's excretions and know what to do.
Yes,
in life, you know what I mean?
You gotta, like I said, send $30.
Oh,
if
man.
You don't know what to eat, try food. If you don't know what to believe, send $30.
Yeah, I suppose I will.
To quote the great Onan, whose birthday is also in October.
Enlightened, I will be enlightened. When I send the $30, I'll be able to understand Bob's noises.
Yes.
Per se.
Well, you pay to know what you really think, Bob said. And $30 isn't bad to fork out for what you really think.
And what you really may already know, but you think you need to be told.
Well, you know you need to be told. Let's not beat around the bush like we've been
doing
all evening.
Don't we know that we need to be told?
I need to be told. Listen.
We need to be told that we need to be told. And that's what Bob's here for. Dang it.
Long may he wave his fractured, dry, consenting unit in the parched wind. Yes! Yes!
Yes! Hell Pope Huey did this background music, incidentally. It's called Bob of Mathang. Version 2.
I must comment right now, and before I forget, that this is some of the most wonderful ear candy I've heard in a week of Tuesdays. I think this is just a sumptuous feast from... Some would say,
why don't you shut up and listen to it? But that's not what we do on this show. Shutting up is not an option.
Now we must just gabble and garble on and on until it's just all done.
Well, now I do have songs coming up. For instance, as I said, the strangely synchronistic Zappa Sinatra collaboration on the Gumby theme, which was actually done seriously and with no tongue in cheek for the probably Gumby remake or something. And I've been transferring ancient subgenius songs from the really olden days,
plain
from the
chant.
80s.
It's actually plain. It's in the.
I have a
pre-Gregorian.
We have a reggae song coming up that when we play it for everyone else, it will leave our heads and stop playing over and over in our heads.
No! No!
Is that Popeye?
It's Popeye!
Bobeye?
It's Popeye!
It's Popeye!
Cup in his underwear.
Frappeye!
The two chestnuts right there.
Frappeye the sailor man! I can hardly finish it! Frappeye the sailor man!
Is
that what they meant by spinach?
I'm Frappeye the swollen leg. Oh, I got the pleurisy now, too, for the love of cranks.
Stand back there, sir. There's plenty of room for everything. Now remember, take two of every kind. And let's not be kind about it. You, the ones with the furry hair.
Oh, but the kind,
the ones with the very
kind.
Coarse, coarse Brillo pad on your heads. And on your arms, and on your necks, and on your legs. On your feet, and your ears. Yeah, you with... Oh, wait. You're actually a piece of shaved metal. Well, thank you very much for joining the tonal parade.
Gleam, gleam.
One of the many things we have to say when the flandle goes down, when the handle, when the must.
Oh boy.
He was once a little green dab of clay. Gumby. But you should see what Gumby can do today. Gumby, he can walk into any book with his pony pal Pokey too. And he'll find fun where there's none if you'd like him to. And if he likes, he can change into something new.
You know, this song really sucks, I guess, would
you
be
know,
the best
Stang,
way
when I used to sing that song, I was living in Benson High, so you sing that song, walking down the street, I got beat up every day, you know? You know what I'm saying? Hey, Stang.
Yeah.
Yo, Stang.
Yeah.
I was living in Benson, I grew up in Benson, you know? And I was just walking down the street, you know, singing that snappy song, be snapping my fingers and so forth, you know? And a guy come up and kick my ass all over the place, you know, up and down the boardwalk, all over the way to Canarsie Park, you know?
I wouldn't blame
what
him.
What the hell's up with that?
I wouldn't blame him either.
As long as we have to wear this strange foreskin on the top of our heads.
It smells horrible.
I
Don't mind the smell. Soon we'll be through that veil of innoxious gases. Excuse me. Gases. We'll be through the gaseous walls, and everything will be... Wait. Oh, we're in the wrong area. Jeez, oh my. Oh, there's the usher over there. Ma'am? Sir, ma'am? Ma'am,
yes,
sir?
Yes, yes, ma'am, sir, that's me.
I'd like to know how the hell out of here. Get...
Well,
can I get out, please?
Yes, just keep following the yellow brick road, and pretty soon you'll get there.
Follow that wafting smell. That's just a vomit stain. Of burning garbage.
It's
that's the
burning
frop
garbage
from
and
Bob's
a vomit
pipe.
Stain. That's not a yellow brick road at
follow
all.
Follow that smell of garbage from Bob's
road.
Pipe.
Smell that, smell.
Just keep believing it's a yellow brick road, and it'll become a yellow brick road.
I can't do anything with my belief system. I'm going to have to report on what I see. I'm an observer. Yes. Tickets for the Dobbs Pot? Tickets for the Dobbs Pot? Thank you. Thank you for your ticket.
Oh, yes. Here's my ticket.
That was Lost Souls Incorporated.
You don't want to...
Lost Souls Incorporated themselves, friends, from the unreleased Subgenius album, The Hairs in Bob's Ears. I think the Lost Souls were part of the Baba Shanti There are a sect of the Baba Shanti or the Baba Dreads.
A subcult of the Dread Cult. Of the Tread.
The Baba Dreads.
The Papa Dread.
Baba Dreads.
And like herring, they communicate with each other via a high-pitched raspberry-like sound emitted from their anuses.
And smoke signals.
Well, yes, of course, it goes along with the high-pitched sounds emitted from their anuses. Which came first, the smoke or the sound?
The herring. Yes, which came first?
But you don't want to tread the path that Bob trod.
Actually, the herring's not even breathing hard.
Oh, well, let's give it a little poke here. Hey, wait a minute. We can forget this herring. We got to get back on the path to Bob. Smoke up there, baby.
Bob trod.
Why, that feels terrible. I can't. What's happening to my...
Follow the trail. The trail of cotter pins and jello.
I'm trying. Look, they're falling apart.
It's up to you,
smoking
Dave.
Smoking isn't helping.
The jello is slippery and the cotter pins...
You must find Bob.
Yeah, we keep on saying, keep smoking this. And look at the cotter pins as the jello molds fold. And I can't keep my eyes focused on that pipe in the distance with all this confusion. And what's that? Why? It's some sort of suspense sound made by an orchestra or some group of people with instruments.
That usually means something terrible is about to happen.
It could happen.
Look, there's a cave and there's a sign that says... Don't enter. Monster inside.
Let's go.
What a setup. Couldn't it have been a little bit more subtle?
If we don't go in there, everything will have to stop now.
Well, we don't have to necessarily... We can, wait around and be scared before we go in.
Somebody has to go in there and get killed.
All right.
Otherwise, what have we got?
Do we have any ethnic people we could send in there so the rest of the white people...
Eventually, you're probably going to have to get killed.
Oh, yeah. There's nobody
and
else.
I'll have to save her.
Well, you could also sacrifice her to a loot. Well, it's not one of those
virgins. We don't have a show.
Yeah, not a virgin. But anyway, okay, what do I do? Why ask?
Go in the cave where it says the monsters.
I don't have to do anything but be coerced into having my head ripped off. All right, I'll just... wait, look. A pair of brand new shiny booties. Look, they've got little points on the end of them. I don't have to do anything for any of you people. I believe in a new Dobbs. I believe in a new word.
Fool! You've fallen directly into my trap. What an idiot. But I knew he would do it. He's so simple-minded. These sub-geniuses. Such piddling earth fools.
Who are you? What are you?
I am the true Ivan Stang.
Oh, you don't look like the true Ivan Stang. You look like a...
Master of the mimeograph, the cassette tape deck.
You're a falsified profiteer. You're not the...
Other 80s forms of fanzine publication and college radio shows.
Why are you laughing while I'm in anguish? What's so freaking funny?
I am so much cooler than Steven Spielberg and his ilk, though they may be wealthy, tall, rich, intelligent, educated, and other useless things. They do not have Bob. Now do they?
Yes, but you are as useless as they are.
And I possess Bob. Bob is mine. Yes. Yes, it's possible to own Bob. Why not? Why not? Did I not serve him long enough, sweating under his grip in that dank cave in Tibet, as he instructed me, the so-called initiation? I'm still hurting and sore down there from that. Yes, I've paid enough, and now I Stang shall rule Dobbstown in my iron pinky.
Master, there are these forms from the Uniform Code Ministry.
If you are going to torture
this victim, you have to sign this release and this release here. And I hereby swear that any strange activities created on the back of this man's skull, although they may emit the nauseous gases and...
We have a rubber stamp for this.
...of another cosmos.
This is ridiculous.
Move right on to this document.
There's nothing professional about this.
I understand, sire, but it all must be neatly in triplicate.
What is this? What could it be that he has returned? Is it...
Is it truly Bob himself come to destroy me?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob. My guest today is Bob, the Art of Positive Persuasion. Bob is a writer. Bob is also a staunch supporter and defender of
stereotypical fast-walking, slick-talking sales guy. You know, the one who sort of sticks their hand out and glad hands and back hands and slaps hands and shakes hands. And
Bob, thanks for being my guest. And he is somebody that practices what he preaches.
Give.
You can see Bob's heart come right through it. Bob, this is what I liked most about Bob. It's giving. Just so darn wonderful. Now
you're in a position.
And is it something that I can do effectively in a 5 or 10 minute time frame?
Oh, absolutely. It's one-on-one in a group at a party at a most people think is worthless. Well, it is. If we're doing this correctly, get this, we're being, you know, pushy or obnoxious.
And it always blows me away.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, you talk about
wonderful. Extraordinary meat. Feel good. Feel good. You're out of line. I've got 10 of them in my arsenal. You should devour.
Absolutely.
And you should devour it again and again and again.
30 seconds.
They're not necessarily ready for it yet. Big shot. Flies in the face. Find this person's pain, you know, and let's find their joy. Let's make them feel good. How about this wretched excuse for a life you live? You know?
Bob, you know, Bob.
Absolutely a tremendous, tremendous look.
We're going to talk to Bob.
Hi, this is Jack Trout, author of Trout on Trout. You're listening to Bob.
And you can contact Bob at www.bob.com.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Could go on for days and days and days. Now,
feel good. Fill to the rim and...
That's wonderful. Come see me.
Right. It may be time to consider, right?
All right, Bob, I'm going to put you on the spot. Well, Bob, thank you so much.
Our findings are that he is a catatophrenic.
I can't believe it. I just can't.
You know, in a way, they're better off than we are. There's no sense, there's no feel.
Oh, yeah, idiot.
My grandmother used to always say that every time she hit her head, she'd say, oh, don't worry, where there's no sense, there's no feeling.
And then we do you remember when we did a second shortly afterwards? That was a bloody ball smack up.
I'm my grandmother's daughter. granddaughter.
Do you remember when we did vivisected and remove her breasts and memories and
flipped them out? No, I have no memory. I've blacked out completely.
Shout
at
the fruit trees in the yard. There's too many crows and ravens and things flying around my head.
You've been listening to the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack.
I feel like my mind has been corrupted by something much smaller than myself.
Episode number 1015.
Violent shows may be episodic.
For more information on the Church of the Subgenius, feel free to visit www.subgenius.com.
For more disinformation on the Church of the Subgenius.
I could give the P.O. box, but nobody ever writes to Hour of Slack.
That's where the disinformation comes from,
181417 Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118.
Saying some people would rather get the disinformation than the information at the... What other address would you
prefer the disinformation?
Perhaps they like to be...
Well, part of the game is figuring out which is the info and which is the disinfo.
It's all a game, isn't it?
Is it this or is it
Set
that?
Set the blind girl as she picked
is
up her hammer and soul.
And these fine dat recordings are brought to you by the Subgenius Foundation.
Now that's what
and
I call sound.
And recorded at the studios of WCSB. And at the studios, which probably means the computers, of Reverend Noel Preff and the great Fernandinande Lemur.
Under the watchful gaze of Hector Berlioz in a lady's undergarment, singing to the Norway polka chorus. Ladies and gentlemen, this is his finest...
And now,
quit your job. Slack off.
It's a damn good day to go to heaven. And it's a damn good day to talk to Bob. He makes it all so sweet. We're gonna fix ourselves a drink. It's a damn good day to talk to Bob. Oh, what a day. Oh, it's a high-flying day. If I don't find heaven funny, you're gonna give me back my money. It's a damn good day to talk to Bob. Well, it's a damn good day to be talking to my Savior. It's a damn good day to talk to Bob. We got a lot of bread to break. We're gonna walk out on the lake. It's a damn good day to talk to Bob. And it's a damn good day to go to heaven. And it's a damn good day to talk to Bob. He keeps the rain off my back and he fills me full of slack. It's a damn good day to talk to Bob. Oh, what a day. It's a damn good day. What a day. Oh, it's a high-flying day. If I don't find heaven funny, you're gonna give me back my money. It's a damn good day to talk to Bob. Hey, I remember one night in this card game in Vegas, I was down to my last dollar bill. And Bob blew into town, laid four aces down, and made away that night with a kill. Yeah, now my eyes are open, I'm walking on the water. Got a roll of cash as big as my hand. I got a guarantee for slack, triple money back, more joy than I can stand. Yeah, and when I get to heaven, I'm shouting hallelujah, and the angels, they have carried me away. Oh, what a joy I will share, I will need my underwear. What a damn good day. Now I'm on my knees, the Spirit is upon me, and the angels, they join up with me to say. We'll all begin to sing, Bob will tune the old six string, and he'll play it in his own special way. Oh, what a day. It's a damn good day, what a day. Oh, it's a high-flying day, if I don't find heaven funny, you're gonna triple back my money. It's a damn good day to talk to Bob. What a damn good day to talk to Bob. Oh, it's a damn good day to talk to Bob.
That was Reverend John, John from the album Haters in Bob's Ears. Praise Bob.